is true.
As we move, we've got ahead of it all.
He's looking at that stamp.
The Shabbos of the Label of Teva, Parshas Emor, is, the name is Baruchim Kuliyoyim, and immediately with the Shabbos, we enter into the Sphira of Hoyim, in which we have two Yemit Pagrit, two special days, Sheni, like Bo'imer, and if you want the Remes, how many Tzukim are there in this Parshas of Bokeir, 124, which is Gimatria, Hoyibul Hashem Ki Toiv, Do, Hoy, right? And obviously, he's in Yonam of Pesach Sheni, and like Bo'imer, have a Shaykhis to the Tishan of Parsha of Emor. Uve Hektim. Emor, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out it. The Parsha of Moyad. Eile Moyad Hashem, it's very Kodesh. And it says in Sforim, that there are tzaddikim who mevchina Shabbos, there are tzaddikim mevchina Yom Tif, mechul nefesh mutter, there are tzaddikim of Chinas Cholamoyim, Dover Ovid, Mutter. And Rav Shira Bar Yochai, the Balilula of Lag BaOmer, is Koil HaKol, from Midrash Kol Dargin until there's a famous Vorten Beis Aaron, like every year Akostach, Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu LaKol, Afrashvi LaKol, Afil LaPchusim, even the lowest of low, Rav Shira Bar Yochai has an effect on him. And therefore the Rekeach says, not only do we have the Yomim Tovim, Shonim, everything in this week's parashah, the Regolim, right afterwards, what comes after the Yom Tovim? The Parashah Lekach Tshemet, right, for the Menorah, which you don't, right, and what comes afterwards, the Lechem Aponim, says the Rekech, called Vorim P'Elio Anovi, Kiyodur, that is Meramnes on Chanukah, and Purim is Mishtav Simcha, it's a Shulchan. And say the Svorim Akdushim, like Ba'omer obviously is included, because in Shulchan Aruch, the Chaber brings it from the Torah, Moshe and his brother, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Siman is what day of the week will be like Ba'omer, always the same day as Purim. The Simonach, the way to remember is Peleg. Peleg Alikim Olimai. Pei Lam Negim. Purim, like Ba'omer. Hello? Now, if Tzadikim made up a Siman, it's not Starm up as a mnemonic, a way to remember. That obviously the Shaykh is Purim like Ba'omer, which we'll discuss. And it's connected to this pasuk, Peleg Alikim Olimai, which we'll have to deal with. Ula Hoyer says the Mashgiach, Purim, like Ba'omer, is Gimatria Sphira Ha'ichabayim. A way to remember, which also be Gimatria Sharanun. We know there are 49 Madregas that are, comes the 50th Madreg, which the Zohar says, Nuchinas HaYoivul. What happens on the 50th Yoivul? Geula Titul Aretz, even the Evan Nirza, even the guy who's like unredeemable, everyone goes out, right? Which is the 50th gate of Chag HaShavuos. And by the way, therefore, who is the Mida of Hoid? Who's the Dushpiz of Hoid? Who would it represent? Ah, you're going to be a genius. Chesed Vod Veres, Avram Yitzhak Yankun, Netzach and Hoid is Moshin Ar. Right? What is the Mida of Aaron? Very simple share today. Chiprei Yavis. Aaron is the Oy of Shalom, the Broid of Shalom, Oy of Zabrius, the Makar, the Makar. As the Amshin of a Rebbe said, the Amshin of a Rebbe from New York, from America, if you want to be Makar of people of Terry, you first got to love him. Good hero of Israel. And therefore, just like Aaron is able to reach to everyone, all Jews, like Ba'omer, the Mida of Hoy, reaches out to all Jews regardless of their matzah. You know, there's a, in Kapitel Yutes, we say on Shabbos, there's, from Pasuk Ches, it's all Madreg Dib, you know. The Madreg of Hoy, that's important to the result, is Yiras Hashem Tehoira, Oymed as Lohat. Something which is permanent, the Midah of Aaron. Therefore, Aaron, where does he serve? In the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Rachel Kapuk Ches, Vahoyin Zeh Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the whole Parsha of Baruch Kahanin, the Niftara of Beis HaMikdash, and that's something which is eternal. There's actually a pasuk in Kehelet, the pasuk in Kehelet says, Latoy v'Lator, says Rashi, Latoy refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'Lator refers to Aaron HaKoyin, you don't got to be a genius, says the character Yeshua. V'Lator is Gimachia Aaron, which the Mid of Hoy Beis HaMikdash, which is therefore, and the Mid of Aaron, the Hoyra, Misa, which is a via voizatuma, was posak, and this tara by you. And therefore the tara is able to reach to every Jew, I feel the pacha jibuchuzu. And therefore, what do you have? Pesach Sheni, in this in Midas Ahoy. People who are Tomei L'Nefesh, with their Rechoyke, L'Chem, whatever their problem is, and they weren't able to bring up the Korban. Pesach, L'Yuchl, L'Asa, is HaPesach, which is Gimatria, said the Mashiach, L'Yisuchel, is Alim. The guy's in Drer, he's far away, he's Tomei. Aber you can't be Mis'Alim from him, which I'm just to add, which is Gimatria, O Yerushalom, V'Roy, the Shalom. The Midas Ahoy, I made it myself. Right? And therefore they cry out to Moshe Rabbeinu, a Taina, and they open up a new Pesach, a new parsha in the Torah. Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam Lomanigora. Which where's our Rishon? Oh, what's Gimatria? Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam Lomanigora. Hello, 1118. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekenu, Hashem Echad. We'll soon see the Shaychus to Shema Yisrael, right? And they kind of Lomanigora. Lomanigora is Gimatria Chamishim. I'm
I don't know.
My dear friend, the Yerushalmi which says v'imdavar regu mikem, and the Rishonim say v'imdavar. The Gemara says v'imdavar regu mikem, right? Kiloi davar regu mikem is gimatria gimatria. Another time. Therefore, lama nigar is gimatria chamishim, and it says in Pasuk, V'chamushim yotzu reyisrael v'erit b'trayim. Zerit al-tikra v'chamushim el-chamishim. The 50th gate, the gate of Yevil, that is once again this gala of this week's parasha, parasha, Pesach Sheni. As Sadiqim said, in the dark and for fallen, a Jew is never lost. Right? And therefore, Lag B'Omer also is Shloisha u'shloishim yoyim, which is Gimachim, Ahoyim, Yemuhi, Tokum, Shai, for God, Uvo, next word. Even Jews who are lost come to Lag B'Omer, they come back, which is why he lulav that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is gematria 1001, which is gematria sheirish anelam, which is 1001. Echad amarim, echad amamim, the house by one, you have by 1000. Whatever your madrega is, 1001 is gematria Yisrael kedoshim, which is gematria kedosh Yisrael Hashem, and therefore meron. The milui mem yud rei shvav nun is gematria akrivim v'arachukim, v'stakorim, v'stanochim, meron. It's everybody. It's all great. I'm throwing out numbers that my friend here says. Aber, first of all, I have to understand what is this pelik? Purim Lag B'Omer, Makashim, the Barsh, the Arbis, the Vant, what does one thing got to do with the other? And why is it connected to pelik of the Kimmel Limai? And what is the Hiron Avoidus Hashem? And how do I see it in this week's parsha? So I saw the Mashkiach says, I'm going to say that, I'm going to get dove from this. We have all the Yom Tovim in this week's parsha, yeah? Even Chanukah Purim, the Rekhev. There's one Yom Tov that L'chur is missing, Tishvav. Tishvav, we say in Pasuk, Kor Alei Moed, we don't say Tach. And the Otzadov of Tishvav will be the greatest Yom Tov. Where is Tishvav alluded to in this week's parsha? Right? Wait, hold on. The right after the parsha, the Lechem Aponim, the Shulchan, there's the story of the Malaglik, the guy who's Nebuch Megadif, who blasphemes. Who is this guy? Who's his mother? Shloimis bat Tibur the mother. Shloimis is Gimatria Tishvav. 780.
How much?
780. Shloimis Gimatria Tishvav, which also, by the way, is Gimatria Sefartim, which is Gimatria Menucha Vesimcha Arlevit, whatever. And therefore says the Mashgiach, at the end of the Echa, like the almost penultimate Pasuk, before that, Shabbos Parshas Emor, as it's spelled, Aleph Mem Reish, is Gimatria Loma Lonetzach Tishkochenu Tazvenu Erechem, which is Tishavav. And if you want to spell Emor with a Vav, so it's 1,929. It's exactly v'shem imoy shlemes bas dibur lematadu. So I see epnis yet. What's going on? So because I'm poshut over, because I think this is a hakdom that we want to talk about. It says in Zohar Hakodesh, there are two minchas that you bring minas oyer. One is oyer, and one is minchas soit. He also ma'aseh behemah. What is the purpose of a korban of a soita, right? The whole of oimer, oimer is tarosin shul yisro, to come to shavuos, and you're purified. And the Gemara says in Sayyid Achlofov, on the Pasuk, V'im loy nitmo isha utairi, right? V'nikso v'nizra zora. Shim ha yeledes b'tzari, yeledes b'revach. Im ha yeledes n'kevish, yeledes t'chorim, yeledes shechorim.
Arukim k'tzorim.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, once you mevarer and the sakid, the pegum or whatever, is your megala that every Yid be'emes is halik, totally. Which is Chagashvuas, which is Chagashvuas at the 50th level of Yovel, right? And then you bring Shne'alech, wouldn't say by Shne'alech, Chomet Seyofer, which is Gimatria ki kol kol eidna kulun kedoshim, which is Gimatria loy nitmo isha utaira hu, your Balkar, the cream of sin, right? And the Tahira who is Gimatria barichoy, to Megala, then the MS, ultimately there'll be a tikkun. Every Jew come when Arach Kravim Arachuikim, every Jew will have a tat. Okay, to understand what I'm talking about, I'm just throwing things out. How does the Parsha of Megala start? Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis. Makara, what happened? Vayetze, where did he go? So it's a Sifrei, Rashi brings it up. Asar, it says a Brechia, right? We Parsha Shalomailiyot. So he came, what did the Brechmailiyot say? Right? There's an Indian, every Shabbos, Yarchem, you bring up Lechem Yibbeis Chalps, Lechem Apot. Right? So the Malaglik, who later blasphemed, he says, Derech HaMelech Lechel Paschi, hot bread every day, fresh. The Melech is going to eat 9 days old bread. Legally, he started laughing and scoffing and mocking. And so it was the way of when you're malaglik, right? And he ultimately blasphemed. So he's laughing, how could the Hebrews want 9 days old bread? Shtel tich the avi is shayla, the Gemara says, in Menachas Daf Chav Tes, right? When al shulchan ator, after Yom Tov, after the regolim, they would take the shulchan, I think it's all that, and bring it out to the Oilid regolim, and they would tell them, Ru'u chibaschem lifnei amor. See how beloved, how cherished, even not by the Hebrews. Why? What's chibaschem, like Shimon Levi? When you took it off, it had the same frishkeit, it had the same warmth. You could see the pasuk says in Shmuel, it was mamish as warm as when you put it on. So Chal Yisrael, Ruchi, everyone saw it. So what's happening to Lagmika? Who's going to everyone tell him to go fly a kite? Says the Re'em, it's just a famous word, I say this all the time. It's called Lechem Aponim. Kimai, the Pasuk says, Kimayim Aponim, Luponim, Kein Leva Adon Lo. If you're varen, if you're warm, if you're on fire, you're passionate, then when you saw the Lechem Aponim, how many Lechem were there in the Yud Beis Lechem? 12. Keneged the Yud Beis Shifti Yisrael. Right? If you're varen, you're on fire, then when you saw the Lechem Aponim, you saw it Kecham, Kecham, Kiyem. If you're kalt, if you're cold and you're stale, then you weren't zuchet to see the miracle of the Lechem Aponim. He represents you. And therefore adds the Lev Simcha. When did they show the people Ruchi Baskem? Dafkem with so Yom Tov, you had a whole Yom Tov in the Beis HaMikdash, Lirois v'Lirois. Now you could see the miracle of the Lechem Aponim. Otherwise, and therefore, there were the Pirkei Avos just say there were 10 miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. Where do we see the miracle they showed everyone? That Lechem Aponim. Why? You saw miracles. You saw the neighbors turn the world. Over here, the word is Ruchi Baschem of Ne'amokim. Here's the miracle with Yitzchak is the mile of Kal Yisrael that we're warm. We have this Chamimus in our relationship to the Rebbe Mishnah. And the whole idea of Lechem Aponim, Makod Yimayrech, is brought in Targum Yenus, is brought in the Sforim Akdashim. The Shulchan brings Ashirus, Shulchan of the Tzofim, it brings Ashirus to all the world, because the whole world was created for Tal Yisrael. So through the Yud Beis, Luchamim, the Chalitz, through that your Mamshik Parnosa everywhere. By the way, just before I begin to share, what day did you switch the Lechem Aponim? Shabbos, which connected to Lagoyim anyway, because Bar Yochai Yedua is what? Everyone knows Shur Bar Yochai is connected to Shabbos. Hello? Yeah. Shimon Ben Yochai is Gimatria Shabbos. ביהי מה שבוס, גימאפשי רבי שם ריחוי, על שולחן אותו לפני השם, אז גימאפשי רבי שם ריחוי, איש, and therefore, who is this guy, the shlak, who doesn't have a connection to the Yud Beis Shiftei Koh, because his father's a Shagat, right? Then, איש מצרי, which is גימאפשי רבי שם ריחוי, the Zel Umazah. Now, what is this connection? What's going on here? Okay. I'll say very briefly, because what Shabbos come to the picture? I don't want to talk about what. Why was the Lechem Apanim changed on Shabbos? Okay, the Zavor today is Yud Aleph Iyar, in case you didn't notice, in case you're living on a different planet, alternative reality. Yud Aleph Iyar, as every school child knows, is the art site of the Holy Rav Shitzer. The Gevaldige Vort brought in their Vidazov from the Rav Shitzer. Remember Yankiv and Esav, they meet, and Yankiv tells Esav, Michra Kayoim es Becheros Choli. Sell me Kayoim. The word Kayoim is like, hello? You sell tomorrow? Yes, Avik, what is Kayoim? Says the Medrash, Michr Kayoim, Omer Leizvin, Zvavin Li, Lovin Li, Chad Yoim Mindidoch. Sell me one day of yours. Let me sell me a day of yours? Now everybody knows, we just said this countless times, Yankov and Esav, Yitzoytzu Abonim, before they were born, they made a pact, an agreement. Esav takes Olam Hazeh, and Yankov takes Olam Haba. Right? If you have Olam Haba, you starve to death. Befrat Shabbos. Shabbos is the time of Einik Shabbos. You got to eat kugel and chalon and aleph, barburim, blazer, redogim. But all that belongs to Esav. So Yankov said, sell me one day. You have 7 days a week. Sell me one day. Which day did he buy?
Shabbos.
How do you know? Right? Because Michir Kayoim. Kayoim, Chav, Yud, Vav, Mem stands for Kulam Yizbu Yizangu Mituvech. Says the Holy Rav Shitzer. Now, since we said before that Shabbos, my name is Baruchim Kula Yoimin, that's the Chachma, the Pichus of Yankiv. Once you got Shabbos, you got everything. The Brachas, and that's why Yitzhak Avinu told Esa, Bo Yankiv, Bemirma, Bechachmas, the Rosses, as I'll say, Vayikach, Bechach, by through Shabbos, you have all the Brachas, which hereto belong to you, right? As the Gemara says, famously in Shabbos, that's what we chesed, called the Anigas of Shabbos, Noyitzin loy nachla b'li, Sorin, Noyitzin loy kol b'shalas libui, She ne'amar, Ozan, Rebbe Chalticha, nachlas, Yaikyu, because Yaikyu was the one who chab for all of his children, the brachas, even the gashmis. Therefore, by the way, how many chalas are there?
12.
So the Sfarim say, but Pashtu, Stephen Ezra says, just like we had in the Eifuit, you had 6 and 6, right? So therefore, the Shulchan also. Why not get 6 and 6? Says Rabbeinu Harikeach. Again, called the word be Eliyahu Hanavi. Then the same Galamukis said the same thing. What's 6 and 6? You remember the Gemara? You all know the Gemara. That Yankov Bikish Yankov the Galus Aketz and Sarah Meshchina. And what happened? He said maybe. So they told him Shema Yisrael Herzach Si Tata. Hashem Ali Kainu, to which Yankov Avinu answered, Baruch Shem Shul, Shvatim answered, Baruch Shem Shul, Chuzal Nevoid. How many words are there in Shema Yisro, Hashem Ali Kainu? 6. Baruch Shem Shul, Chuzal Nevoid? 6. 6 and 6. Which is Keneged, the Yud Beis Chalas. Which is Rosa the Shabbos, in Rosa the Echod. 6, right? Give out. So 6 and 6 is what? 12. That's the 12 Shvatim. On top of it, you have Yankiv, which is called everyone, the Shurish, from which the 12 Anofim come. How much is 6, 6, and 1? Which is Echod, which is Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, right? Which, by the way, how do you spell Vav? Okay, Vav, either Vav, which is 12, or Vav Alevav, which is 13. 6 and 6, 12 months. Vav is the letter of Emes, Titin Emes Le Yankiv, as we said, but by Rachel Mazoyin, it says, Nasatuli Ois Emes. What is Emes? It's called Scalpus, I'm not going to go, oh, is Vav, right? Hello. Yeah? When you have the Yud Gimel Midos Arachman, the Seder Arizal, there's 6 and 6. What's the middle? The Midah Tichbriya Chatichoinim. Emes. Emes is the Midah of Yankiv. Right? 6 on one side, 6 on the other side. Right? Therefore, the Yishalmi famously says in Demai, that even Amoris doesn't lie on Shabbos, because Amos Shabbos. So therefore, the Arizal famously says in the Zmiris of Shabbos, you got a little time with the Tzadnam, the Amos should reveal to us, not just the reason. I don't know the reason for Lechem Aponim, for it's beyond. Never found it out. Which I really, you got a little time with the Tzadnam. I don't mean the reason, logically, the intellectual reason. We should feel the taste of the Yud Beis Lechemim. The EU is Bishmei Kalilo Klish, Kefelo Klish. Kefelo means double, because Vav is Vavav. U Klisha, as we'll soon, it's just a long, it's not an elaborate letter, whatever. And therefore, you didn't have a minig that when you have Shabbat, if you're a tzaddik, by the Rebbe's, to go to Tishin, by the Rebbe's, many Rebbe's, not all, many Rebbe's have Yud Beis Chalos. If you're a Kabbalist, I don't know, a Sfardi, something, whatever, you have Yud Beis Chalos. Whether every Jew in the pew should have Yud Beis Chalos, if you're not into Kavanis, well, it's not for us. But that's why, this morning, my favorite day, even ordinary Jews like me, who don't have Yud Beis Chalos, that's where when you twist the Chalos, you have to get round Chalos. Shabbos, twisted Chalos, long. So first of all, you make six twists in your Chalos, so each Chalos is like six Chalos. And one, six and six is 12, for those mathematicians in the audience. 12. Also, it looks like the letter Vav. And Vav and Vav is or as Bechesed, the Mercer brings that as Zayd, the Bechesed of Koshmer said, he didn't have two Chalos. He said, not two Chalos. Why? A Yid is 10, two Chalos is 12. Whatever. But it's Meram is that Parnosa, the Sherish of all Parnosa comes from Yubis Chalos. That's very, very simple, Bepashat. Rabbi Pinchas Friedman says a mighty thing, I'll just add a nachat twist before we get into the start of the shir. Based on a play Yeshua, I've said this play Yeshua 1,000 times. And Brochus Tavlam the Beis, it's a mighty thing. He said this over and over again, you saw it. You remember Vizchanel Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed how many times to enter the promised land? 515. Communion, Vizchanel. He wanted to pray one more time, 516. The Eib says, Rav Lach Alir. Why? Says the Holy Pnei Yeshua, 516, what's that? Remember, Chazal say, it's a Gemara, actually a Pasuk in Yechezkel. There were six people who came, six Malachim, he says, and they went in, and they said, go, vehiku, altachuiti, nechim, altachmulu, zokin, bochur, besumna, tafin, noshim, da'agul, kill them all, wipe them out, by the Churban. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, after, hey, who are these six? The six malachim of chavul, of destruction. Ketzef, af, chema, mashkus, mashber, mashaber, machal. Terrible. Where does these six angels of wrath and anger come from? Says the Meshur, them is the Mokhiz Arizal. Because there are six bote din, of din, which connected to the Shem Elohim. And each one of these bote din sends out its agent to go kill, destroy, hack, chak.
6 times 86 is 516.
What?
6 times 86 is 516.
Is it now? 5 what?
516.
Bingo. So 6 times Elohim 86. Yeah, you gotta give the shir. I'm like, I'll listen. 6 times 86 is 516. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to pray one more time, one above Vezchanan, and therefore he could destroy the six bati din, the 6 times Elohim. Said the Abish of the world ain't ready. That's why Rizal says the most important prayer all of the Shul is Yiskadal Vyaskadash Shmei Rabba. Rosh Tevis Yeshu. Yeshu's Grimatria. Yud Vav Shin Reish. Rabbi Yisrael.
516.
516. We're waiting for the day that in this Gala, right? My mom took all the dinim. Therefore, Shah had the Rabbi says, how do we start our Kiddush? For most people, at least. Yoim Hashishi Vayechuluha. Shemai, which is Rosh Tevis Havaya. Because Havaya, Kanayel Shabbat, his passion is Acher, Bechol Dinan, is Abubina. We get rid of all Dinan, and the 6 times Shem Havaya is Mamtik, what? The 6 times Elohim. Says Al Rebbe in the Gutei Torah, how many times in Bereishis does it say the name Elohim? Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Then it says at the end, Vayachal Elohim, we finish with Elohim. And now, Yom HaShishi Me'achul Shemayim, which means the Shem Havayah in the world, right afterwards, after the first Shabbos, it says, Eile Tolos Shemayim Va'oretz, be Borom B'Yom HaSois, Havayah L'Kinah Shemayim. Now we've mamtik all the dinim. So all the horrible stuff comes from Shem Elikim, Tzimtzum, Teva, Ateva. All the brachas and Nachmim comes from the Shem Havai. What does Shabbos do? Shabbos is Bechaber Rachmim with Din. Mevatel all the Din. Therefore, we understand why Kol Berchoin, Yiloy Mezatoyim, there's Bigim Eshvitali. It all depends on Shabbos. Therefore, without getting our reason, but simple Jews, how many Chalos do you have in your Lechem Mishnah?
Two.
Where did the Gimash in Lechem? 78. 78 is three times.
What'd you say?
Okay. And you have two Lechems, right? How much is two times three? Six. So you have six times Shema Vaya in your two times Lechem. And therefore it's mamtik all the Elohims. Are you with me? By the way, the Arizal says on and in Vachen you say Lam Nerseach Menegino is Mizmer. You don't say Nashkelet, but it's far. Lam Nerseach Menegino is Mizmer Shem. On Shabbos, instead of it, we say Lam Nerseach Mizmer Ledovid Hashemayim Besachem Kvige. Take a guess. In Lam Nerseach Menegino, how many times the name of the Kim appeared?
Six.
That's very fast. Yes. On Shabbos, you say Hashemayim Besachem. How many times the Shem Avaya appears? Six. Hello? Zelu Mazel. Why is that? Says the Mekubal. That's Trappen Posuk in Kapitel Samach. Hey, Posuk Yod. Peleg Elikim Olimayim. Hello. Elikim, you said Rabbi Shurbuch is what? 86. Peleg. What does Peleg mean? Half. Division. How much is half of 86?
43.
Hello? Yeah? By Gevalt, 43 is Gimatria Toiv Havaya. The Abish is good. Taim Ruki Toiv Hashem. Toiv Hashem Nakol, Rachma Makol, Nas. Therefore, brings the Das Kedushim in the name of his son in law, Gutusvi of Razla, Murdy Gavor. It says, what's 43, by the way? Gam? Gam is 43. Hello, Tanakh, Hark Gimatria Gavor. The Pasuk says, Gam Hashem Yitin HaToiv, Vartzeinu Titein Yivulo. When you divide Elikim, Peleg Elikim, 86 divided by half is 43, is Gam, which is Toiv Havaya, then Vartzeinu Titein Yivulo, then you get the Brachas. You know, there's a kapitel you say every day, chapter number 100, if I'm not mistaken, Mizmor L'Soido, hello. How many words are there in Mizmor L'Soido? Take a guess. Bingo, 43. What did they say in Mizmor L'Soida? De'u ki avayahu Elikim. Ooh. That you think Elikim mitas adin ateva, but it's really all there's an Abrister in the equation. Therefore, how does the kapitel finish? Ki toiv Hashem lo'olam chazdoi. Now you think that if I got tzoros, I need pranos, I need my daughter, I should have for my daughter, I'm going to have a billion tzoros I got, right? So all you gotta do is have in mind all of these gematrias. You got it done. It doesn't work that way. This is not just playing games. This is avodas Hashem. What does it mean? It's brought in Sforah Makdashim. I'll tell you for it. Once a chassidically challenged person came to one of the great rebbes, forgot who, one of the tzaddik, one of the good deed, forgot who. You rebbe, you say, Shalashita's story, Raven, no, you do. But anybody can do it. All you gotta know is El Kim is gematria Teva. And you got your shoulders in the story. So the Rebbe, I forgot, picked something. He said, every Tamtik and Harry can know that Elikim is Gimatri Ateva. But how many people know that Ateva is Gimatri Elikim? Think about it. Everyone can know, the Abraham, grace for Elikim. But when you're sitting there with your kugel, with your chlecha, whatever, and to know that this is not Gashmis, this is Rachmis, and everything comes to the Abraham. And therefore, whatever happens in life, one of the great, he was a big businessman. And he was writing the cheshbon. You know, at the end of the week, you got to make a sum. So he made a whole cheshbon. He's adding it up. Sach hakol. What's the bottom line? Sach hakol. He said, "Ein oid muvati." He was so. Takel is an Abishter, right? And a person has to know Elikim is Taka Gimatria Teva. Say the Sforim Akleishim. The Rav Shitzur says, but the source is the Ramak. Elikim is taking gematria hateva, so calls man yomershubit to teva, and you think teva is running the show, the business, the bank manager, the shviger, whatever, right? Then yomershubit to teva. Once you realize that the Hashem Elikenu is the only the Eibush, and there's nothing else, then you're mamtik al dinim, and then you bring bracha, and that's zivchir lekim ruach nishbora. Zivchir lekim, cut, plelag lekim, is you break your, and therefore, by the way, 43 we said is half of lekim. Gam, you heard of a fellow called Nochum Ish Gamzu, Gamzu Mateva, Gam, that become, and then you mamtik al dinim. So when you have your 12 chalas, hello, and each of the six on each side divided in two, so you got 12 times, right? By the way, what's the gematria of challah? 43. So again, divide it in two, and then you're mamting all the dinim, etc., etc., and then you bring, okay. This is all dakdom. The fees I understand, what's lag ba'imra going to do all this? Why does Shubay Choy connect the malagli, everything is called whatever? Lag ba'imra is gematria l'mayla minatel, says the Mashiach. Higher than tel. By the way, I don't know if you ever counted, I don't know how busy you are on Shabbos, how many letters are there in the parsha of Lechem Aponim? Don't tell me 43. You're way off course. 248. Okay, we're getting warmer. What else is 248 in your life?
This is insane.
There's 248 words in Kriyashma. Right? Yeah? And we said before that in the Megalamuk of Narkech, the Lechem Aponim, 6 and 6, is Shema Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Right? Hello? Now I said, Peleg is what? Purim, Lago Emer. What does Purim got to do with the whole business? By the way, on Purim did a thing called Mishleach Manas Ishlareim. The Gemara writes in Kesem Ufer, Manas Ishlareim is Gematria 1180. Shema Yisrael. What is Pesach Shet Lomani, and after when a person realizes that there's only the Eivishter in the world, and Teva doesn't really, it's all. Kilosh and Haramban, how you do it, that Carolina Rebbe said, Ayid has to learn every day. Such marriage is boy. That Ayid does believe that there's no Teva, but Hodesh Oilam, there's only the Eivishter. Then wherever you are in Dreher, wherever in your life, you could pick yourself up. And therefore, on top of the Yubis Chalos, you put a Levoina, one on each side. Levoina is Gimachi, says the Arizal, Adoinyuch. The only Eivishter do it. And therefore, okay, whatever. That's the pel. You know, Lamaseach. You know, on the Asfira, Lamaseach Benaginus. You say it every day by Asfira Zaymer. Hello, hello. How many words are there in Lamaseach Benaginus? Which is why you say it. 49. And some of the Sturm has the word, which is the word of Lag BaOmer. Now look. What is Lag BaOmer? What does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai do? He revealed that even there's Elikim, Heaven, Esther, right? Hello? But there's only an Abishah, right? And therefore, Lag BaOmer is mamtik the din. Now, what does all this mean in our whatever? The purpose is there's two types of lechem. There's lechem in the Shemayim and lechem in the Oretz. There's Yehudi lo Yehudi nato. The way the Abishah looks at the world is only Abishah, and the way we look at the world, that there's a world, but the world is also a Likud. Therefore, it's all connected to make Shalom in the world. Shalom with a final mem is Gematria 936, yeah, which is 12 times lechem and 13 times chesed. You make shalom between heaven and earth. There's a etzah shemayim ve'etzah oretz. The purpose of yid is to mechaber these two in yon. Therefore, two times lech. How much is 2 times 78? 156. Whose name is gematria 156? Yes, because it's a tzaddik. It's a tzaddik. Tzaddik is miyachid. It connects. To say this even deeper. Tzaddik svarim atosh. The reason that the talk of shem olikim is how. I'll discuss how you mount it, how you sweep them until it came into Zadin. You look at the letters before. You mount them. Okay? Al-Dera, that's what I'm swearing. Eila, Mishpotim, Asher Tosim, Lefneim. Ve'ela stands for the Chayiv Adam La'amtik Adinim, something to that effect, right? How do you do Ela Mishpat HaZot Sezer Targum? Ve'ilu dinaya ditesadner kamoyim. You look at the letters before the Elikim. Let's take Elikim. The first and last letter of Elikim, all the Svarim say, you can't, nothing before an Aleph. And a Mem, before a Mem, is Vayter a Mem. But if we use the Mem at the end, it's Vayter a Mem, the final Mem. So which letters are you to use for the Hamtoka? The Lamed becomes the Chav. The He becomes the Dalet. The Yud becomes a Tes, right? Hello? What's the gematria? 33. Lock. Right? How is lock going? Gematria Bedin. Why is this connected to Purim? Because Elohim is what? Let's try to work it out. Elohim is what? These letters. It's Lamed Hey Yud. Which you are mamtik, the chav tes, and
dalet,
and what?
Dalet.
Lamid becomes a chav. Hey becomes a dalet. Yeah, that'd be lak. Yeah. What was lamid hey yud? It's what? 45. Say the svarim revolution. If you take 45 as gematria, ma. Ma and lag, you put them together, what are you going to get?
78.
Just take the letters lag and ma and scramble them up, and what do you got? Megillah. How do you like that? What's the main thing? You have a. What's the Megillah all about? What's the central message of Purim? You got a time of Hastur Astur. You got a Haman and Rosh Hashanah because Hashmid Harig Lab, right? Fellas, what do you learn? Hey, there's an Abishta here. You make Galah, you make Megillah in the Esther. There's an Abishta running the show, and you appeal to him and not to the Board of Deputies and not to Tony Blair, whatever the guy's name is, and with that becomes the issue. Yeah, Megillah. I'm just like this. Now you understand what. Look at Lag BaOmer. Could you imagine? Rabbi Akiva, he lost 24,000 Talmidim. A normal person would be depressed, go to him, they take him in a straitjacket, you go to the funny farm, right? Priory, whatever, yeah? Fell. He starts again, he doesn't stop, 5 Talmidim, the world is showing him. Start again. If you take the letters, Aleph, Chav, Tef, Dalet, Mem, you get the gematria of what? 74. 74, what you do is the shame of Bitochen, Bitchu Boy, Ade, Ad, 74, Imakoil, the 75, which Gimachir Bitochen, that a Yid come whatever may, in whatever situation, even the Hastorah, Shabbatei Hastorah, he has Bitochen in the Rabbein Hashem, right? Remember, Jews were in Egypt, they just had a Fyontif or Pesach, I believe, a few weeks ago, yeah? And it says, you go in Rabbein, and you take it up, and you Veshachar to HaPesach. What's the Gimachir Pesach? 144, 148? Shech the Pesach, the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. What's 148 divided by 2?
74.
So says the Lev Sameach to Alesker in the name of Ishver, the holy Sasholom Abels. Kiddu. Right? Your mamtik dinim through bitochen. Right? Either bitochen, the shame, this shame, or through Poshavai. Remember, Gevalt. Esther says at the Mishnah, right? Im ala melech toiv, Yovai Hamelech Vahaman Hayoim. Is Rashi Davis? What's this? Im? Right? With Akhtadam names, you only mamtik the middle end. But what about the Aleph and Mem? Then Yovai Hamelech, the Shem Avai, and that's mamtik all the Shem Alikim. And yeah, and you bring your shoes. This idea that the Shem of Bitochen is mamtik the Dinu Alikim. There's actually a positive. V'yom alikim al beginning of Ha'ir. V'yom alikim al Moshe. V'yom al ani avaya. Says the Abishah to Moshe is the man. Isa, you're an honor, you're an intelligent person. Makbid al dvar, chayech li yeshu chaleida. You got to know the pasuk says, Toiv achris dovar. What is it saying? Toiv achris dovar is mirish. You see? Says the Yishuv Lev, the name of his b'chutin, Blazer Jigover. If you want to be mamped, really, the shame of the kim is really a vay, a vay. You want to be mamped, said, I'll give you a secret. Toiv achris dover. Look at the letters beforehand. Therefore, the Chaper Tovah, the Barnabas says, well, it's Kenim Omer Shruk. Remember Moshe going up the mountain? He says, the Kenim Shruk Lonu Bazeh Adna Shem Noshe Valechem. Wait here, right, until we return. What's he talking about? Shruk Lonu Bazeh. Right? He says, I'm going to think of what the Pasuk says, Keli Kim Shoifin. Zeh Yash, the Yashpil Vezeh Yor. Elikim is 86. That's like Midas Adin. But we said you have this name, the letters before, middle letters before, which is Gematria 74. Any mathematician here, what's between 86 and 74?
12
is Gematria Zeh. Through Zeh, you could be Mashpil, or Zeh, you could be Mar. If there's a Din in Mishin Elikim, knock off Zeh, 12, and you get the Shema Bitochen. If you want to bring Dinim on the Luma Zeh, the Clippers on the Shkotzim, whatever, add 12. Right? Shul, so therefore, Elas Kenim Omer. Pasuk says to this Kenim, the Tzaddikim, whose job it is to be Mamtik to Dinim, right? Shul Lanu Bazet, have ready, no, understand this idea of the Ad Asher Doshva. And then you'll get to the name Ad. The present Belzer Rebbe, the Lundzain, said that's Pasuk for Omer Bayemahu, Hinei Lekenu Zeh, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Le, Zeh is Gimachi 12, which is the difference between Midas Adin and Midas Hapitoch. Right? The, lot more to say, but I have no time. The lesson is, lesson of Lagoimir, which is the same pellet, divide up Elikin. When you see Chatz Shalom, like we may not take Yud Beis Chalom, but every Yid has to know that one of the central lessons of Lagoimir is, instead of Torah Rav Shimon, whatever a person does in this world. I was thinking to myself, I never make my own prayers. I'm a simple person. But this guy was the Medgadif, was Melaglik, Liglik. What's the Gematria of Liglik?
66.
Me and Ketamon, that's Gematria Achim. No? You're eating. You're eating a Suda Shabbat. You made your Kiddush, you've done your, I've said, Mashallah, whatever. Right? And now I'm tucking in, I'm fessing. A Yid has to know whether it's the Kiddush, whether it's the Yud Beis Chalitz, whether it's a Kugel, whatever. They said the Baal Shem Tov, the Magen Devar, the Baruch Meshburj, spent like 3 hours talking about the Kiddush of Kugel. You look at it like, hello, if you would spend 3 hours, what are you talking about? Right? That is by Tzaddikim, everything of Achilo, everything of, in the mundane physical world, was also part of their Avodas Hashem. Legally, this guy who comes from a Sherish, which is Pogum, he couldn't understand what in the world is going on. Yud Beis Chalitz is something holy. It brings Shefa, it brings Bracha, it brings... he can't get it. Why? Because he's cold. He has no passionate relationship, warm relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem. Therefore, he looks at everything with a cynical, sarcastic, negative eye. And just to bring the lesson of Lagoimer, that every Meiser Tachtoim, every Hazoza, every Hazoirus that he has, you shake the world. The world, the Malachim, the Sram, everyone shakes from your action. Every action is incredibly significant in direct proportion to the Kavona and the understanding that you invest in the action. And that's why the Torah of Shem Yehoi is really the emes, the Torah of Yichud. You know, the Shemayim and this Oretz, and it's really one and the same. And you could bring a likus in this world through your actions, through your whatever. And therefore, the Eibush Helfen, that we appreciate our avoida, we appreciate that. Last week I spoke about, remember, Barakas Kedushim, Kimot the Chavraya Lahait Parsha Chodis. That's all the Vishnu Sereba. There's Chaim, the Kosover. He says, I'm really worried. Why Dafka? Every one of the Tanoyim HaKadoshim, Zichr HaTal, they were Chaim, the Tzivu of Chazal. But you find that the only one who's his group was called Chevraya, Chevraya Kaddishu Shem Bechud. Because after the Churban of the Chavtal and Elof Tamid Rebbe Kiva, right? The Avoid of Rebbe Kiva and then the Avoid of Shem Bechud, who said, Shana Midoyusai, Shem Midoyusai, Trumius, Mitrumius, Midas of Rebbe Kiva, was to bring the Chavein, to appreciate the Kedusha in every Yid. Therefore, in this Mid of Hoid, the meat of Arnakoy, you have the Oyer Shalom, Reuter Shalom, there's a Briyas Makarv and Latira, and through that, Terosi Mogimon, the Terosh Shem Yechoy protects us, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Rayam Ahemnam told Rosh Yechoy, the Baha'i Chibura Diloch Yuthkun Megalusa Berachman, in that school, the Terosh Shem Yechoy, Yidmu Ben Avgolos, with Chesed Berachman.